According to the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife, the continental population of sandhill cranes is about 600,000, and while they are already hunted in 13 western states and parts of Canada and Mexico, Kentucky would be the first state east of the Mississippi River to follow suit. That prospect has sparked controversy, especially among conservation groups. Ben Yandell is with the Kentucky Coalition for Sandhill Cranes.
Our objection to this is the sandhill crane is a very slow reproducing bird. Their so-called recruitment rate, the rate at which new sandhills are born and grow to an age where they can lay eggs and raise young, they're very, very slow. They're very long-lived birds, and it's a very slow reproduction rate for them.
And because of that, Yandell says the species would have a hard time bouncing back from overhunting. But John Brungis, a biologist with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife, says the agency is absolutely certain a 30-day hunt in which the total harvest is capped at 400 birds would have zero impact on the overall population.
The harvest that we've proposed in Kentucky represents less than 1% of the population. We've looked at it, over and over. The Mississippi Flyway Council, the Atlantic Flyway Council has looked at it. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has recently reviewed the plan, and everybody has found that the harvest in Kentucky would not even stop population growth, let alone cause the extinction or decline of this species.
Yandell and others remain unconvinced. They say the KDFW has inflated the amount of interest Kentucky sportsmen and women have expressed in hunting the birds.
They've actually spent a lot of time trying to generate demand from hunters. The typical comments I've seen, for example, on the department's Facebook page from hunters are things like, well, I personally don't have any desire to hunt a sandhill crane, but I certainly don't want anybody trying to restrict hunting rights in Kentucky. Well, that's not what's going on, but that's what the department has tried to use to sort of fire up interest.
Yandell is quick to point out that the Kentucky Coalition for Sandhill Cranes is not an anti-hunting group, even though he claims they've been portrayed as such. Members do say they don't see the need for Kentucky to sanction a sandhill crane hunt. State Department of Fish and Wildlife spokesman Mark Maracini says the public has been given ample opportunity to comment on the issue.
I mean, we received a lot of letters in favor of having a season, and we received a lot opposed to having it. Matter of fact, I think the letters that we received in favor of it were quite a bit more.
But Yandell believes Fish and Wildlife board members have already made up their minds.
No one else gets a vote in this process. They're happy to listen to you talk. You can talk to your blue in the face, but no one else has a vote.
And while Fish and Wildlife is in the process of responding to those comments, the Kentucky Coalition for Sandhill Cranes has sent a letter to Governor Beshear asking him to intercede in the matter. If the Regulations Review Subcommittee approves the application, the first 30-day sandhill crane hunt could begin on December 17th. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Alan Lytle in Lexington.